Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. For those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those here in the beautiful, although a little bit nippy, Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And as always, or at least as usual, producer Kina will be in the chat room and have that open so you guys can talk amongst yourselves. And after the show, I will be checking into the chat room to answer questions and field any comments. So here we are in the beautiful holiday season. And today was sort of an interesting show for me to kind of think through. Which, you know, for most folks who know me know that I kind of go on a whim and it's like, wow, that might be a cool thing to talk about. And being the season of gift giving, I wanted to talk about the gift of receiving. And, you know, for most people, the saying goes, it is better to give than to receive. Okay? While for the most part, I would say that is pretty true, there's also a way of looking at it that sometimes it's better to receive than to give. And let's look at the idea of giving and receiving. Often, it is a whole lot easier to give something than to receive, whether it's a gift, whether it's a compliment, whether it's merely an offer of help. We really have been conditioned to view giving as virtuous. Give until it hurts, as the saying goes. And the idea of receiving somehow gets attached to a sense of selfishness. It gets attached to the idea of, well, I want for me, and somebody should give that to me. Remember, light and shadow in everything. And the idea that we sort of get conditioned to think that if we want to receive, that that somehow is, well, it's a poor quality. It's something that lessens us. Now, moderation in all things. If you have someone in your life who constantly is asking for stuff and asking for stuff and asking for stuff, and nothing ever seems enough, yeah, they really don't go high on the Christmas gift priority list. And it can be equally frustrating to have the chronic givers, those folks who, and we love them, we have family members who are like that, we have friends who are like that, who constantly will go out of their way to give a gift, and when you try to give back to them, there is nothing that you can do to get them to accept anything. It's sort of like when you have a group that are all getting presents for each other, and you say, okay, all right, we're going to put a $10 limit. Every gift has to be under $10 or less. And this person comes in with the obvious $200, $300 gift, and it's like, okay, I got you a $10 certificate at the mall, and you got me a big screen TV. Where suddenly the act of giving becomes, you know, it takes away from that joy that we have of just giving, because then it becomes a competition. Then it becomes, wow, we had an agreement, and you did not stick with the agreement. And the person would say, well, but I saw this, and it was perfect for you, and da-da-da-da. And giving and receiving needs to have balance. anybody who has ever spoken to me knows that balance in all things, in my mind, is a life work. It is a goal. It is a purpose. Rather than putting a value on whether something is good or whether something is bad, the first question for me is, does this create balance or does it create imbalance? Good or bad is a judgment that is totally from the perspective of, well, the person you're asking. But balance and imbalance, that's an energetic, that's a feeling, that's something without even giving it words. It's something that we can feel right at our core. And when we have someone in our life that means so much to us, we just want to give to them, and they don't receive that well, that's hurtful. That is a really hard thing. Because what's the phrase? You shouldn't have. You give somebody a gift that, you know, maybe you saved up for it, that you, took a lot of thought in it, that you just were tickled and excited about the idea. It's like, oh, my God, when I see their face, when they open this, that's going to make everything I went through totally worth it. And the first thing that the person says is, oh, you shouldn't have. Or, you know what, you really should take this back. Rather than simply saying, oh my gosh, it's obvious that this person went through a lot to give me this gift, and I'm going to honor it, and I will accept it. Whether or not it is something that you feel, well, they shouldn't have spent this money on that. And that may be true. Maybe they shouldn't have spent that money on it. But the fact that they did make the effort needs to be honored. And sometimes the best gift that we can give the people who care about us is the gift of just unconditional receiving. You know, people do unconditional giving, but unconditional receiving is it's such a great gift. It goes into that place of honoring someone. You can honor somebody more by what you receive from them than what you give to them. It's really accepting, one, that you are in fact worthy of the gift, and that you are willing to just accept. Often, people, maybe they don't need a gift. Maybe they need someone to come in and babysit for them so they can have an evening away and just be able to relax. You know what? Whether it's babysitting children, whether maybe it's taking care of someone who's sick and going there and sitting there and saying, you know what, why don't you go and at least go take a nap? Or, why don't you go take a nice hot bath and have some resting time? I'll be right here. If anything comes up, I'll come and get you. It's important to be able to accept that. But sometimes we feel, no, I'm the strong one. I'm strong. I can do this. I don't need that. That's okay. By the way, what can I do for you? You can try to turn it around, but sometimes when you give somebody the chance to help, when you give somebody the chance to take a burden off someone else. And this is especially important for people who receive a lot. People who, maybe they're ill. Maybe they're not in the best of health. And maybe they are taken care of. Maybe it's an elder who really doesn't have the strength to do a whole lot. And I mean, blessings to our elders. They are the keepers of so much wisdom. And it's really sad that in some cultures that maybe what they've achieved and what they've been through and what they have to offer is not honored quite as much as it could be. And to let someone, especially someone who is in that place of receiving so often, to let them offer you something, to let them help, to let them even if it's just giving advice, to ask someone their advice. Well, what do you think? That can mean the world to someone. It's like, wow, this person wants my advice. This person is, you know, they care about what I think. That is an unbelievable gift, to show someone that they have value. And you do that by allowing them to come and help you with something. As a child, I remember that one of my biggest things was to be able to help my mom with something or to help my dad with something. And whether or not, and I'm sure there were times that they had to go back later on and redo it, but for them to look at me and go, wow, thank you. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you so much for helping mommy with that. I really appreciate it. And I remember how great it felt, because they always did so much for me that I never really had too many chances to really give back. I mean, yeah, I could clean my room, I could do my chores, but above and beyond that, because I always felt my parents did above and beyond for me. And as a child, I really didn't think that I could give that back. And sometimes that can be more important than any of us know. That sense of, I'm helping, I'm giving back. They needed me. I was there for them, especially if it's something you don't get to do very often. Maybe somebody who doesn't get asked for their help or their advice or their guidance. Yeah, maybe it's just as simple as that. It's allowing yourself, especially those of us who take care of others, either for a living or just because we do constantly. We're the ones that normally when people go to, it's like, well, they don't need help. They don't want help. And you know what? We all need help. We all want help. And for those who, you know, no, I've got it. No worries. I can do this. And you're lifting something you shouldn't be lifting. But it's like, no, I'm strong. I can do that. To allow someone the joy of hearing the words, you know what? I would really love your help with this. Could you do this for me? And when people have a chance to do that, when they can have a chance to serve, when they can have a chance to feel like they are able to step up. It's very important for our young ones, those coming up, to learn the joy of giving and to learn that what they give has value. Because, see, that's the other part of it. When you are able to see somebody who is offering you something and who is just kind of reaching out, I want to help. And you look at them and say, you know what? I really could use your help. Thank you. I mean, that person just lights up. It is a way of connecting on a tremendously human level. Yes, there's all kinds of wonderful possible gifts to give and to receive. And, as I said, light and shadow in all things. The trick of being the one to offer means that you have to be able to hold the balance of being told no. And sometimes that's hard for folks. For the chronic givers who just reach that place of, you know, it's like, well, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do this? Let me do that. Let me do that. Let me stop. That is taking it to an extreme. It's taking it to a place where it makes the person who is receiving obligated. And that's not the point. And it comes from a place of wonderful, loving heart. And we also have to take a look and remember, all right, let me take a look at myself. Am I giving because I really just want this person to have this wonderful thing? Or am I giving because by giving, I validate myself? Is it they have to accept it, because if they don't accept it, then that means that I am not balanced, that I am not good. I only have value if I am being validated by what I do for others. And while the end product is the same, it's giving something to someone, it's always important to make sure why it is we're truly giving. What is it behind what we give? And if we offer something, and if the person says, well, no, thank you, the clue is, how does that affect us? How do we hold that? Do we say, oh, well, you know, that's okay. Thank you for your honesty. And, you know, you move along. It's like, oh, okay, they did not choose to accept that. Or does it go in? Does it eat at you? Does it, like, well, but if you did not take this, but you have to take this, and I'm going to keep offering it until you take it. And you will accept this if I have to, you know, stalk you. See, that's where it goes into that imbalanced place. Sometimes the best gift you can give someone is accepting when they don't want to receive, or maybe in that moment they can't. So is the giving for us, or is the giving for someone else? And the main clue in that is, if the person says no and it's pursued, then that means you're coming from a place of doing it for yourself, that it's not about them. And yes, maybe it's a person who honestly needs to receive. You know, you can tell they're in over their head, or you can tell they need help, and they're telling you no. We must respect that. If you come across a person who's choking, and you want to help them, you want to aid them, do whatever, and they tell you no, the rule is, and you can go to the Red Cross CPR training classes, if the person tells you no, you cannot touch them. Of course, the next instruction is just stand there for a few minutes, because eventually they'll pass out. And once they pass out, then it's implied that they would accept help. And I encourage everybody to go out and take a Red Cross CPR class, because those are tremendously cool. The information really changes periodically, so learning about new things like that can be a very cool thing. But I digress. So, if the rule when somebody is choking is that if they deny you the right and the permission to help them, that you can't, this comes into that other space. It comes into that place of being a gracious giver and a gracious receiver. If you are giving and you're offering and it's like, okay, here you go, here's my thing that I would love for you to receive, and the person says no, it's about being gracious in that, okay, in this moment, they feel that this is not an appropriate thing. And isn't it so much better when they're honest with you? If somebody takes a gift and it's like, oh, this is so nice and sweet. Now, that being said, if you get a gift from a child or an elder, suck it up and accept the gift. You smile, you are gracious. But we're talking about just, you know, when we're with our friends or with our peers and, you know, those who should be able to deal with it. If someone gives a gift that is inappropriate, it should be perfectly fine for the receiver to say, well, I really thank you for the thought, but this really is not something that would be practical for me, and I'm sure you know somebody else who would probably be wonderful for. So when we look at the idea of giving the gift of receiving, always remember, you must be in your own truth. And it's very important because that's a part of the gift that you give back to the giver, is being honest with them and telling them the truth. And with the exception of children and elders, to be able to be in that space of knowing that this person is your friend. They cared enough about you to give you the gift, and they can care enough about you to accept that maybe that's not what's right for you in that moment. And you can always give them the opportunity to, you know, it's like, well, you know what, this is not appropriate for me right now, but you know what, it would really, really be helpful for me if this. Give a little guidance. Help folks out. You know, giving and receiving can be tricky. And when we look at our relationships with different people, a gift from one person may not be viewed in the same way as, you know, if a different person gave them that exact same gift. If you have someone who, you know, it's like, you know what, I would love to, you know, have an evening away and I need someone to watch my kids. Well, maybe you've got one friend who would be perfect, knows children, takes care of them and all of that. And you've got the one who, you know, is a little bit less organized, a little bit less, you know, responsible. And they may be a wonderful person, but maybe, you know, it's like, okay, maybe if that person offers to watch my kids, maybe not so much. You know, well, I asked them to water my plant and the plant died because they forgot to water it. Or, you know, each person has their own gifts. But maybe the person who is not the best babysitter would be perfect to help you organize your space in your house. So it's, you know, if somebody says, like, well, why don't I watch the kids over the weekend and then you can go and, you know, have some time off. And if you really don't feel comfortable with that, it's like, you know, what I would really appreciate, and I really appreciate the offer, but you know how you can really, really help me? I've got this room in my house that is just cluttered like crazy, and I know you're really, really good at helping, you know, at clearing stuff out. Do you think you can help me with that? Or maybe if, you know, it's like, you know what, you're really good at gardening, and I really need some help in my yard. Do you think that you could help me with that? That would be wonderful. So by allowing people to figure out really what it is that you want and what it is that you need, that way, when the gift happens, it can be received in the best possible way. And, you know, and it is just so important for both parties, because the person giving the gift is also receiving. The person receiving the gift is also giving. It's a relationship that cycles back and forth between people, between spirits, you know, even if it's casual friends. There's still that balance that can come from giving and receiving from a place of honesty, from a place of authenticity. I mean, you don't want to be hurtful. You don't want to do that to somebody. It's like, what, this? How could you possibly? And I know we have all gotten those gifts that where the first thing we think of is, really, you saw this and you thought of me? We don't say it. That's inside voice, not outside voice. Usually on the outside it goes, wow, really? Boy, that's wow. If anybody ever says that, more than likely it is a gift that they really would not have looked for themselves. And if they were to say, you know, I had one friend who is in alcohol recovery and was given the gift of a tremendously expensive bottle of wine. And they couldn't, you know, it wasn't right for them to accept, you know, and, you know, the person who gave it to them did not know that the person was in recovery. But the idea, and my friend was, you know, felt very torn because it's like, you know, it was a tremendously expensive gesture. It was really sweet of them. I know it was more than they could afford, and they really wanted me to have it, but I could not use that. And so being able to explain, you know, it's like, well, you know, this is just way too much. And the person just kept at it. No, 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 you really should keep it. And finally, you know, my friend had to explain, and the person, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm so sorry. And you know what? How about, you know, we do something else? How about we do this? Which created an opportunity for them to become closer and for them to really make a connection, one spirit to another. And giving each other the opportunity to really both give and receive. That's a win-win. That is an opportunity for balance, not imbalance. So as you consider your gift giving, considering the gift of time, the gift of, I don't know, when we were little, we used to make little gift certificates. It's like one free car washer, you know, things like that. And, you know, during a time when the economy is what it is, you really can create an opportunity for a gift that somebody really, really would love. Even if it's something like, you know, well, it's a parent, like I said, elders and children, exceptions, pretty much you take it and figure out a way to be gracious about it, you know, unless it really is totally inappropriate. Then you can gently educate them. You can gently move the relationship into a place where that gift becomes a catalyst for something very cool, which is being able to really be yourself. You know, just be kind. You know, give kindness and receive kindness. That's the best gift, and that's how we give the gift of receiving. So I want to thank everybody for joining me. And I wish you all wonderful gift giving and gift receiving. And pretty much I'll be out on Christmas Eve doing my Christmas shopping anyway. So, and hey, that's what I like to do. So, thank you for joining me. We will be back next Thursday, same time, same place here at Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you who are in the Bay Area, this Sunday I will be doing a service at the Center for Creative Living right here where my office is at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C in San Jose, California. And if you want to come by, and as with all my events, if you come by and you say you are a Blog Talk Radio listener, you get a copy of my book for free and I will autograph it, which makes excellent Christmas gifts. My new book will be coming out in January, which I'm really looking forward to, so I'll be sharing some stuff about that as we get closer. And next week, we are going to be talking about It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, as we talk about the winter solstice, change, and some interesting theories and rumors that go out about, gee, what might be happening on the 21st? So tune in for that. For all of you who are listening to this in archive, because maybe 2 o'clock is not the most convenient time, hello, and I really appreciate you tuning in. If you want to find out more about me and really are interested in some of the stuff I do, you can check out www.the-healing-house.com. And you can find out all about me and stuff I do. And hey, send me an email if you'd like me to come out and speak wherever you're at. So until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And I wish everyone an absolutely blessed week, blessed giving, and blessed receiving. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.